The head of NATO has expressed concern about Russia's military build-up in Belarus, which borders Ukraine.
Over the last days, we have seen a significant movement of Russian military forces into Belarus.
Speaking at a news conference in Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg added that Russian troop numbers in Belarus are likely to climb to 30,000. He also praised the US commitment to NATO through its recent announcements that it will deploy more troops to Europe.
This is a powerful signal of US commitment and comes on top of other recent U.S. contributions to our shared security.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says the move is a necessary one in light of increasingly threatening behavior by Russia.
It is only prudent for us to take steps in the past several weeks to provide defensive security assistance to our Ukrainian partners.
More high-level diplomacy was expected in Moscow and Kiev amid deep uncertainty of Russia's intentions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.